The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We're going to begin this morning on page 28. We often chant at the beginning of our Sunday morning programs, doing some of the traditional chants, and this is the Buddha's words on loving kindness. And it's both, in a way, a meditation instruction, but also a teaching about power is, I think, a good word, how power and love really are meant to work together. It's a nice way of reforming our idea about love or loving kindness, where we think of it, understand it only in its receptive sense, and often then it gets associated with being weak, like people who are kind can be taken advantage of. And so just to have a different sense of kind of rootedness of love that allows us to show up and respond in the world, in the lives that we live, in the ways that we need, the world needs us to respond, needs us to show up. So let's do this on page 28, and then we'll sit for about 30 minutes together. Now let us chant the Buddha's words on loving kindness.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease, whatever living beings may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding by not holding to fixed views. The pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
So take your time, settle into a comfortable posture, listen to the body. It's really an act of compassion to listen to the body respond. Take a deeper breath or two. Inhabiting. Not afraid to be an animal sitting here relatively still, relatively comfortable, possibly at least. This willingness to be right in the middle, right in the center, feeling what's here to feel. Trusting that it's safe to relax, it's safe to be sensitive, to be undefended. It's safe to feel whatever's here to feel. We don't have to distract ourselves. And really appreciating that more earthy, inherent interest, sensitivity, wakefulness that's already here. The mind that knows, the heart that knows. And we're learning, we're training to keep this wisdom, this interest, this knowing, to keep it in mind, not to forget it. It's not so much that we have to do the knowing, but we do have to remember to notice it. The awareness here that the heart is sensitive naturally, or it's vulnerable naturally to what's coming and going. So in this sense, notice the vulnerability there is, the exposure to the rhythm of the breath right here in the body. Just allow the breath to reveal itself, to do its thing. Breath comes in, breath goes out. And so in the same way, all the sensations here in the body, they show up. And the sensitive heart feels what's here to feel in the body. It's not afraid to receive the different sensations that are showing up. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, just as it is. And while the breath goes out, practice being sensitive to the whole body just as it is. Everything belongs. Putting down distraction and denial. putting down superficiality. So we can consider this a very potent training to be real with the breath and the body for the duration of each in-breath and then through the duration of each exhalation. So one half breath at a time. Completely real, undefended, or open. So it's not about the ideas that we have about the body. Just learning how to meet the sensations that are actually showing up in the moment. To receive. Oh yeah, the body's like this now. And the hardest part of this training is being willing to let go of all the meaning that our thinking constructs so that we can be intimate with the body and the breath and the body, one half breath at a time. And the fruit of this training is that sense of calm, sense of grounding and unity in the body and the mind that comes from that willingness to breathe in and be sensitive, be awake to the whole body just as it is, and to breathe out, be aware of the breath and the sensations of the whole body just as they are. And even if the mind is distracted and thinking begins again, that's okay. Breathing in, noticing that the mind is thinking, noticing the feeling that's there. So just do the same practice when you notice the mind is distracted. No need to be frustrated, no need to fix the problem. Just be aware. It's like this now. Let the thinking, the worrying, or whatever it is, let it cease on its own. See the going away of the thought without having to push it away. And when in doubt, come back to that simple training, that relaxed training, breathing in, sensitive, opening to the whole body. Breathing out, sensitive, opening to the whole body. So let's continue in silence. We'll be sitting for a couple more minutes. So it's a good time, if you'd like, to allow the eyes to open, just gazing down toward the floor in front, realizing that all of the senses are sensitive, hearing, seeing, sensing through the skin with touch, smell and taste to a limited sense, and of course sensitive to thought and emotion. I'm just seeing for this last minute or so if it's possible to be both calm, relaxed, and interested at the same time. Might even sense that this intimacy is it's a kind of spiritual superpower, just to be relaxed, awake, right in the middle. Instead of trying to be perfect, there's this wholesome desire to see clearly the way that it is.